Let's head over to the Rocket Mortgage Classic, where Brian Stewart getting set for a... this has got to be a big week for you, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, no doubt. It's pretty exciting to be back in Michigan for sure. There's quite a buzz and excitement over here, and I'm sure around Michigan, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, they did. I see they did a nice feature on you in the Free Press, and Channel 7 did a feature on you, so you're getting... getting some attention here. Is that something you enjoy or not?
Yeah, no doubt. It's pretty cool to, you know, to be from Michigan and to get the tournament back here in Michigan. So it's been great. A lot of fun.
Now I'm racking my brain. Are you the only golfer from Michigan? I know Tom Gillis is from Michigan, but I don't think he's a regular anymore. He plays an occasional tournament here and there. You're the only Michigan golfer out there, aren't you?
I think I'm the only regular one. I think they gave a spot to Matt Harmon, who's a web.com player right now, but I think I'm the only regular.
So you're carrying a piano on your back, buddy.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. It's pretty cool. You know, as soon as the tournament got announced, there's been a lot of excitement from, you know, friends and family and everyone I know around here, so it's been great.
Yeah, great opportunity for your people to get out and support you. How's your game right now?
You know, it feels pretty good. I feel like I've been playing pretty solid. My putter didn't cooperate last week and it didn't play great, but everything else feels pretty nice, so I'm looking forward to it.
You had the great stretch in April where you had the fourth place finish, then you finished 16th, and you missed really at Zurich probably two shots within making a check in triple digits there. That was a nice stretch for you.
Yeah, you know, I've been playing pretty solid all year, and, you know, it's nice to see those results come in, and, you know, it's just it's nice to see some hard work pay off, finally get some consistent play, so it's been good.
What can you tell us about this course? And you've played it before.
Yeah, I played it a few times. It's, you know, it's just kind of an old school tree line Donald Ross course, smallish greens. So it's you know, you're going to have to drive it in the fairway, and you're going to have to make some putts. I think it's going to be a birdie fest, but it's going to be good. It's one of those old school classic golf courses.
Yeah, it's pretty long, isn't it?
It's kind of medium-ish. I wouldn't say it's long, and it's not too short, but it's kind of medium-ish.
Okay, you drive it straight, so that's good news for you with the trees?
Yeah, I think so. I always like playing kind of courses where you kind of have to shape your shots a little bit, and the fairways are very defined with the trees, so it should be a good fit.
So what do you got going today for the Pro-Am?
Just playing nine holes in the Pro-Am at 2:30, and then get a little practice in before that and get ready to go for tomorrow.
They didn't give you Barry Sanders or somebody like that?
I haven't heard. I don't know. We'll see when we show up there.
Okay. Do you feel any extra pressure being back in Michigan?
You know, maybe a little bit. Not too much. Try not to worry about it too much, but... You know, I'm sure it'll be a little more nervy on the first tee, and, you know, when you get up around 18, it'll be a little bit different than a normal tournament, but it's going to be fun for sure.
Well, you're inside the top 100 at number 83 and over $1 million. Are you got to be satisfied with that, but boy, it'd be nice to get a big finish this week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. It would... that would sure be a lot of fun, very satisfying to play well this week. So that's the goal, and we'll see what happens.
And not many tournaments left before the playoffs. How are you standing there, Brian? Or do you even think about it?
Yeah, you know, it's the season's winding down. I think I'm pretty good for qualifying for the playoffs right now, so that's a good thing. It's kind of a pressure relief, I guess, but try not to think about it too much. Just trying to play some good solid golf and get a couple more top tens before the season ends.
You remember Doug Hansen?
Oh yeah.
Well, he's sitting here.
I'm just listening.
Just listening.
How you doing, Brian?
Good. How are you?
Good. So the putting, how's it feeling? Pretty good?
You know, I've worked on it a little bit the last couple of days. Made just a little bit of an adjustment with my setup, and it's feeling better so the last couple of days. So we'll see how it translates into the tournament.
You know, kind of interesting. We had Gary Woodland out of nowhere to win the U.S. Open, and then Ches Reavie last week. He hadn't won in 10 years, and here he comes with a big win. So does that give a lot of golfers hope?
Yeah, you know, I think it does a little bit, but those two have been solid players for a long time.
Forever.
I mean, Ches has been playing great, and Gary's been playing great, so it's, you know, it's not really a surprise to us out here who see them play every week, but it's pretty cool to see them kind of break through, I guess.
Well, they're making you get up early tomorrow morning, 7:05. What do you like about that tee time?
You know, that's all right. You know, you get some good greens, and hopefully the wind's not up too much yet. So, you know, you just got to go out and try to make some birdies and get off to a good start.
You're not out partying until 3 or 4 in the morning like Dave Hill used to do, and right, Brian?
No, probably not. Probably not.
You in bed at 8 or 9, probably, aren't you?
Yeah, for that tee time, you got to be in bed early.
Yeah. Hey, good luck this week. I know you're going to have a lot of people over there watching you and rooting for you.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate it very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Brian Stewart, as he gets set, he's going to play this afternoon in the Pro-Am at 2:30. Tee time tomorrow, 7:05. He tees off number 10 at the Detroit Golf Club.